Concern about dirty bombs has increased since the arrest of the man who allegedly was plotting to use one in a terrorist attack. A dirty bomb is a conventional explosive laced with radioactive material. So few people understand this threat that members of the Health Physics Society said yesterday that they would begin a nationwide education campaign on the subject. Commentator David Ropeek says the federal government is responsible for the public's lack of knowledge.
A lot of people are more afraid of dirty bombs now than they were before the government announced that it caught a possible dirty bomber. It may be because as Attorney General John Ashcroft and the Justice Department announced the arrest and made dirty bombs sound as scary as possible, they did nothing to help us deal with the terror of terrorism. As you've probably heard by now, dirty bombs are weapons more of fear than of mass destruction, as Ashcroft calls them. They are dangerous to the people nearby when they go off. The radioactive material they would spread would be harmful if you ingest it, inhale it, or stand right next to it for several hours. But it's hard to spread radiological material that would endanger the people in more than just a few city blocks. Military researchers looked into dirty bombs and found they make lousy weapons if you want to do a lot of physical damage. But they're great weapons if you want to make people afraid. Remember Three Mile Island in 1979? Before any radioactive material was released, officials ordered the evacuation of a few thousand children and pregnant women within 5 miles of the plant. Approximately 250,000 people from dozens of miles around the plant fled. A Roman Catholic priest offered evacuees general absolution, the sacrament for those about to die. You don't have to be a nuclear engineer to realize that talk of dirty bombs will scare people. But as Justice Department officials announced the arrest, they never put the risk in perspective. They could have had scientists on hand to describe the limited danger dirty bombs actually pose. They could have put the risk of these weapons in context, so if one were to be used in the future, it might not invoke waves of panic. But they didn't. In fact, they played up the arrest and the danger of dirty bombs, some say just to make themselves look good, and ended up playing right into the terrorists' hands. As the Bush administration has done several times since September 11th, they've made us more afraid. The federal government is not taking the terror part of terrorism as seriously as it should. Maybe our leaders want us to stay afraid, so we'll support their policies and spending proposals. Maybe they just think that catching the bad guys and protecting the homeland physically is enough. It isn't. Frightened people make dangerous choices. To drive instead of fly, or to buy guns. Fear changes how we treat our fellow citizens, how we spend and invest. It encourages us to abandon civil liberties in the pursuit of safety. One of the best ways to defuse a terrorist's weapon is to defuse the fear it is really intended to bring. And on this battlefront in the war on terror, we're losing.
The comments of David Ropeek, a director at the Harvard Center for Risk Analysis.